Welcome to an hour of Eddie South, the Dark Angel of the Violin. This is Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you the music of jazz violinist Eddie South. Though largely forgotten today, he traveled the world, achieving some popularity in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s with a unique fusion of classical technique, gypsy influences, and hot jazz sensibility. After this 1933 My Oh My, we'll hear his hard-swinging hot fiddle with gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt in quintet and a 1937 Sweet Georgia Brown that showcases Eddie South's immaculate violin technique, powerful bowing, and driving swing.
My, oh my, what a pleasant disposition. It's been my one ambition to find a girl like you. My, oh my, you're such a lovely person, and you have me rehearsing. I do, I do, I do. You're so ducky, I'm so lucky, lucky that I met ya. Am I gonna get ya? Baby, you can betcha. My, oh my, you're sweet and so vivacious. Oh gee, oh gosh, oh goodness gracious. My, oh my. Thank you.
Violinist Eddie South in recordings ranging from 1933 to 44, ending there with Idaho, a perfect example of his rich dark tone, superb soloing, and typically masterful leadership of a small band. And we'll hear more later of those rare transcriptions with the superb pianist Billy Taylor. We also heard Sweet Georgia Brown with Django Reinhardt. This is an exploration of Eddie South, known in his time as the Dark Angel of the Violin on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Born in Missouri, but raised in Chicago, where he studied classical violin, Eddie South was a child prodigy. But as a black man, any opportunity in legitimate classical music in that day was barred to him. So instead, he became active in vaudeville, in early jazz, and was much influenced by Hungarian gypsy music after visiting Hungary in the late 1920s. Between 1923 and 27, Eddie South worked in some of the better musical aggregations in Chicago, such as the theater orchestras of Charles Elgar and Erskine Tate. South launched his own group in 1927 at Club Alabama, and thereafter he led bands under his own name for more than three decades. Early on, his Alabamians recorded this La Rosita for Victor Records. To get a sample of more very early Eddie South tracks, here's Voice of the Southland, which is incidentally a rare example of South vocalizing. He's not great, but has a certain charm. And then a very hot Lady Be Good from 1941. Thank you. what a delightful Lady Be Good, Eddie South, a 1941 quintet, and we started with Voice of the Southland from his first session under his own name in 1927. Clearly, he was an incredibly hot fiddle player who also played sweet or passionately in gypsy modes.